The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the biggie man. And I'm coming to get you!
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Sports Kita, Ringside News, Daily DDT, The Richest, The Sportster. And this is episode 224, and it is all about Nyla Rose and the transphobic community. And Nyla Rose is a All Elite Wrestling superstar who is transgender. She's also an AEW Women's Champion. Now, I'm bringing this up today because back on December 20th, Nyla Rose wrestled Alejandra Lyon in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma, they have a law that only biological men can face biological men, and biological women can only face biological women in sports. Thus, by law, technically, AEW and Nyla Rose had broken the law, and the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission had absolutely lost their minds over this. After all, the law had been placed in effect by the governor in 2022. So this law is nothing new. However, maybe AEW didn't know about it or whatever. Doesn't matter. Anyway, on my Facebook page, I made a post about the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission sticking to their guns on this, with not allowing Nyla Rose to wrestle females. And it does seem that this might actually go to legislation in Oklahoma. And even though I posted this on my Facebook page, Perched on the Top Rope, the algorithm hit a little different. And what I mean by that is the algorithm ended up coming across a more political stance of people. There's well over 1,000 comments, and these screenshots that I'm going to show you are just some of the ridicule and transphobic comments that were in the comment section. And we start off with this one. I'm just going to go through the comments. As Derek had said, I could see the logic if it was an actual competition. It's not, though. It's equivalent to banning men from theater productions with women in them. Recanted. I'm glad they banned this dude from wrestling. Suck it. So, as you can see, he's just trolling here. Steven, I know it's wrestling is fake, or should I say predetermined, but it's not right that we keep promoting males beating up females. And James, this man should not be in wrestling at all. So, being disrespectful towards Nyla, referring to her as him, using wrong pronouns, and just trolling, being jerks, stating their opinions however you want to say it. After all, opinions are like assholes, and everybody has one. Now, a lot of these comments have generally been grouped together the way that they had come out on my Facebook page. Is a lot of the comments we're seemingly just simply saying good. Again, we have, he needs to wrestle dudes, not women, and go seek help for your mental illness. And then there was just one guy, I kept this in here, as he wrote, if this were MMA, it'd make more sense. But I just don't like Nyla Rose. Okay, fair enough. And here are just more comments of the disrespect. That tis a dude. Get a life, dude. That one might have actually been aimed at me. And then good, he is gross. So, again, disrespect with wrong pronouns, and everybody is entitled to their opinion. However, like I said, I felt like my algorithm hit the anti-LGBT community. And let's be honest, a lot of wrestling fans out there, there are a lot of wrestling fans that are Republican. They wear a red hat. And this is just, you'll see in the comments where, I think if I included them, they get political and get real political with things. And again, here we are with more of the good comment, more of the wrong pronouns. Well, it's a man, so. And thank you, Oklahoma, for not promoting the assaulting of women by men. One of the issues that I did bring up, and I did not screenshot it, was I brought up a lot of instances of intergender matches asking if these wrestling fans were okay with that. And a lot of the comments I got back were, well, those were real men. So apparently it's okay that Stone Cold Steve Austin can drop a Stone Cold Stunner on Stephanie McMahon, but they are not okay with Nyla Rose wrestling a woman. So their issue wasn't a man versus woman thing, it's a transgender thing. And here we have good, more states need to ban that dude. Literally referring that Nyla Rose should actually be banned in states altogether and not be allowed to wrestle. I found that interesting. This one comment is clearly aimed at me. Another one who's hot for a man. Okay. So I actually found this quite interesting. I don't think biological men should ever be allowed to compete against women in sports where their physical strength gives them an advantage. But the only time physical strength gives anyone advantage in pro wrestling is when it's decided to be part of the storyline slash match. I'm not really a fan of Nyla, but I have no issues with her being in a women's division in a staged fight as long as she does not injure anyone. And I found this interesting because there were a lot of other comments like this where they don't want to see transgender women in MMA, in boxing, and things to that nature, but they're okay with it being in professional wrestling. And a lot of the comments that have gone along with that is because it's staged or it's fake, predetermined. Those were a lot of the words that I saw in the comments regarding this situation, that because it's sports entertainment, it's okay. They're fine with it. But if it was, like I said, MMA or boxing, they are not fine with it. And then we have another comment. Good, ban him from wrestling, period. So another person just wanting to see Nyla Rose not be allowed to compete at all. And this next set of comments, again, if it was MMA, then maybe, but we all know it's a work these days. This was a big one. Another example of a man who couldn't cut it with the men and tried to be relevant, pretending to be a woman. You can't put lipstick on a pig and say it's a person. Just like you can't put a dress on a man and call him a woman. Both are absolute lies. Well, he is a male. So maybe every state should go to this. And then there's wrestling isn't real. LOL. So, more comments, more disrespect. Everyone's allowed their opinion. But maybe you should keep your opinion to yourself sometimes. Now, I really loved this woman because she commented so much, and all she did was constantly say the same thing. Entitled, delusional, misogynistic males should be arrested for abusing women. Shame on them. Now, with that part, I don't disagree with. Arrest men who abuse women. That's why it's called domestic violence. This is pro wrestling. So her comments, in a lot of places, she would post the same thing. And then she was getting to a point, she was writing, shame on me. Shame on me, shame on me. That I want to see men beat up women. And to be honest, I had commented back. A bunch of different matches and things where intergender matches have happened. And one of the best examples was Candice LeRae versus Cedric Alexander on the independent scene. Especially because part of that match where she takes Cedric Alexander's lumbar check or whatever it's called, where he does like the suplex and then basically a backstabber where his knees go into their back. And she got so much air from that. It was insane. Stone Cold Stunning Linda or Stephanie McMahon. So I was giving examples of that because a lot of the people that were commenting were okay with the examples I gave because it was a, and I quote, real man hitting a woman. So I was a little confused because they were okay with men hitting women in that instance, but when it's a transgender person that comes along, their minds were blown. Here's more comments. Fucking men pretend parading themselves around as women. Demanding everyone treat them like women. Absolute degenerate perverts. Okay. And then the last comment. This is absolute insanity. This is professional wrestling. This is how far right things are. You can't even pretend anymore. That's the, quotations, freedom conservatives want. Now, I actually liked that comment because this person's right. Professional wrestling, depending on who you talk to, it's sports entertainment. Or now the new thing is it's an art form. What they do in the ring is art. Are you going to take away men working with women in movies? with action scenes? Are you going to take men and women away in movies or television when they have to portray a domestic violence scene, maybe for domestic violence awareness? Those are things that you have to look at, because also in professional wrestling, you have acting, so to speak, with promos that you have to cut, storylines that you're involved in, because after all, Nyla Rose, her real name is not Nyla Rose, it's her wrestling name. She has a whole actual person that she is outside of the wrestling ring. And people are forgetting that wrestlers are performers, and in an essence, they are actors and actresses. And I'm including this next comment because I absolutely loved what this independent wrestler had to say. As a biological female that wrestles, I would absolutely love to work with Nyla Rose. I've heard from multiple female wrestlers that she's protective, knows what she's doing, and is safe in the ring. I'd rather work and be safe in the ring with Nyla Rose over being in the ring with Mercedes Moné, who botches at least 4 moves per match, possibly end up injured or worse. Like I said, I absolutely loved that comment because to me it just reassured that the women in AEW, the women on the independent scene, when Nyla Rose comes to town or they're working with Nyla Rose, that they're okay with working with Nyla Rose. And this was the perfect example of an independent wrestler who came into the comment section to voice herself that she would love to face Nyla Rose. So amongst all the negativity that is here, I wanted to post something positive. But I'm sure, as you can see at the bottom, while one female wrestler wants to wrestle Nyla Rose, another female is against what Nyla Rose is doing as a transgender wrestler, saying, good. Fucking Pratt. What the hell does he want to wrestle women for? ? Again, just opinions and the disrespect. And the disrespect continues as this person refers to Nyla Rose as an ape, while the other comment is, dude's scared of other dudes. Not exactly, don't think that's the case, but alright. So some people were kind of doing the backhanded compliment thing, and this is definitely one of those comments. So what? Their state, their rules. He's a man fake fighting women. It's scripted so the women aren't in real danger from him. Basically saying that the women are in danger, but at the same time, still using the wrong pronouns while referring to wrestling being scripted and it's somewhat okay. This other comment was, good, he's a man, so he shouldn't be wrestling women, while the other last comment is good. As I said, most of the comments ended up just saying good. Good for Oklahoma and things to that nature. And here those comments are, good, this is how it should be, good job Oklahoma, good, it's unfair otherwise, if it wasn't predetermined sport, she would be champion just from sitting on all of them otherwise. Well, unfortunately, George, that's not how that works, and she was the AEW Women's Champion at one point. There was a comment I skipped over. A trans wrestler makes the storyline that much more dramatic. AEW does not use or even mention Nyla Rose being transgender or part of the LGBT community. But one person used it more as a attacking, so to speak, and came at me tagging Perched on the Top Rope looks to be a liberal douche behind the curtain. Lame mid-90s Vince character, dude. I literally don't know what the hell that was about, unless he's referring to the way I was commenting towards people that were bashing me, bashing my page. So I gave it right back. I gave it right back to those people. And the attacks just kept coming, as you can see here, as it should be. It's a man. End of story. And then there's a meme here, I guess. Imagine saying you stand for women's rights while letting men dominate. And here, I'm sure that this person is referring to the fact that AEW has Nyla Rose on the roster and letting Nyla Rose, and I quote, dominate the women's division. And you will notice a repeat commenter saying, based AF, sick, disgusting, demonic. Another comment that says, good. And I like this one comment from Marty here. The state needs to stay out of this. It is entertainment, nothing more. Throwing their crap into this would be like telling everyone Chandler from Friends couldn't play the role of Chandler because he's not Chandler. This is stupid. More unneeded / unwanted government oversight. And I gotta agree. There's companies out there that still do intergender wrestling mixed tag matches. I mean, we watched WWE let Baron Corbin give the End of Days to Becky Lynch. There's all sorts of instances. I gave Kane tombstoning Linda. Vince versus Stephanie McMahon. Lita versus Heath Slater. 3-minute warning versus the lesbians. Remember that one? So there was all sorts of instances that I gave where intergender things had happened in professional wrestling. Whether you agree with them or disagree with them, you also had to take into account that in the 1970s, you had Andy Kaufman as the intergender wrestling champion, which is now being carried by former WWE's James Ellsworth, who was doing it before he was in WWE also. This was just a singular comment that was actually surrounded by some positive comments, and it was, it's a man. No business wrestling women. And I said the same thing back in the day when it came to Stone Cold giving Linda McMahon a stunner, or Stone Cold Steve Austin giving Stephanie a stunner. But it's entertainment. Do women in China get mad when men are on the stage dressed as women and vice versa? No, because it's part of their culture. Down in Mexico, they have luchadors or men who are dressed like women and wrestle in women.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Gear all the time. We watched Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, if you will, or the artist formerly known as Goldust, however he wanted to be during that Attitude Era, wrestle in women's lingerie. The Headbangers, Mosh and Thrasher, came out in monstrous Madonna-like bras one night. Anyone going mad over that? And of course, here's another one where it's just one person. Great decision, Oklahoma. Protect women's sports. This is someone who's clearly never watched professional wrestling, and this comment shows. And here we are with a comment that I actually really liked. I love all the closeted guys with fragile masculinity chiming in, telling on themselves. As I said, people fear what they don't understand, and transgender people is something that people don't understand, and for whatever reason, men are fucking terrified of it. As we can see in these comments below, trans ideology is pure evil and should have no place in our society, followed with that typical comment of good. And with more comments, born a man, you die a man, the bones in the ground will show a man, history will remember you by the way you was born a man. This person had a lot of comments from being supported and also not being supported, if you will. So then we have more comments. See, there is a big, big difference with this and the other thing. Now, I'm a diehard wrestling fan, but we all know that it's predetermined. Unlike a transgender woman in a swim meet and, quotations, she blows them away with Nia Rose, could be scripted to win or she could be scripted to lose, but that meet there is no prediction on what could happen. That is the big difference. So, anyone understand that? Like, I got the gist of it, but I don't think I don't think the point really came across that well, if you know what I mean. I mean, let's start for starters. He put Naya Rose instead of Nyla. So I was confused if he was saying it's okay if they, but if they lose, because he's referring to in the swim meet being blown out of the water, where in wrestling it's scripted, so she could be scripted to win or scripted to lose. So if he's making a big difference between the two, like, actual sports, I'm understanding what he's putting down, but if, like, the comparison just, it is what it is. Like, it's just like when everybody else has been comparing it to boxing or MMA. Professional wrestling is a predetermined / scripted sports entertainment, if you will. And then the final comment, maybe a trans, but it's wrestling, which is just a carny show. Always was. So he's saying that, you know, yes, she's trans, but wrestling is a carny show, so what's it matter, basically? What's it matter? She is a man, so no, he doesn't need to compete with women. Another person, that's fine with me. And I always liked these comments because there was quite a bit of them. Wrestling is predetermined. I could care less. And then, of course, there's the one person, AEW wrestlers are shits. So that person doesn't like AEW anyway, so I highly doubt that they're going to support Nyla Rose if they're not even supporting the company in any way, shape, or form. As far as the rest of these people with their comments, again, it's pro wrestling. There's a form of acting to it, even. And furthermore, a lot of these women that are facing Nyla Rose, if they had an issue with it, they would bring it up to Tony Khan. But apparently they don't have an issue. I don't know if any of you watch other YouTube videos, but go to Ethan Page's YouTube channel, because Nyla Rose is on there a lot fig hunting with Ethan Page and other professional wrestlers. Should be everywhere. Remember how everyone says you can't argue science? It's funny that works for COVID or anything they want to use to control you with. But science will show you in DNA if it's a man or a woman. But that's not arguable with everyone. And honestly, it's not anymore, because there is still a lot of instances from a psychological standpoint that this person's not factoring in. I can tell you that I've looked at a lot of men who look really feminine, and there's a lot of women out there that look rather manly. Like, sometimes I wonder if they are in the right sex and things to that nature, but that is also not for me to question, because that is not my life. So everyone wants to put the scientific factor into it, to which I would even argue that from a scientific standpoint, they are right. However, it comes down to a respect issue for me. And if Nyla Rose uses she and her pronouns, I'm going to use she and her pronouns, just like I would for Sonny Kiss, a former AEW superstar who does use she and her pronouns, and Sonny Kiss is a biological male. Now, there was one comment I did like, as it is a female athlete in a men's sport. And she says, well, I'm on a female college football team, so I don't care, Nyla Rose does. I'm still running lines around her. So even this female is like, hey, I'm on a college team and I would face Nyla Rose. So to me, I think that's awesome. That's the second female that has shown up that does not have an issue with Nyla Rose being transgender and would face her in a match. Or in this case, she's saying she would run lines around here, get Nyla Rose on the football field. So this next person was definitely really something for me to deal with. And I'm going to put it like that because that's what it was. As he says, I support the decision, honestly. Then again, I'm 100% against LGBT as a whole, so there's that. So I wrote back, so you have zero gay friends, to which he replies, I have friends who are gay, but I'm not close with anyone who is. And even the friends I have who are, I don't support them. To which I wrote, so they're not friends then? Because if they're your friend, you would support them no matter what. So in my eyes, this person has no gay friends. I have gay friends. I have people in my family that are LGBTQ. And I respect their decision. And I'm seeing a lot of people who aren't respecting that decision, especially here in this comment section on this post that I had made that has now over 1,100 comments. And again, we have more of good, a Spider-Man meme that says good, just ridiculous stuff. You know, respect goes a long way, but a lot of the people in the comment section were basically pulling the, it's against my religion to believe in this stuff, and all sorts of nonsense. And then here we go with another one at the bottom. Good. Nyla is a man and shouldn't be wrestling women. Anyway, remember when the Dudleys used to beat up Mae Young and Fabulous Moolah every week, or those times James Ellsworth was getting his ass kicked by women, or even when Nia Jax was in the Men's Royal Rumble a few years back? Yeah, we don't cry about those. Those were all fine. This person's literally showing examples of the hypocrisy that is going on in this comment section. Because that's how people have been acting. When I bring up those instances that he brings up, they remember them and they love them. But because Nyla is transgender, no, she shouldn't wrestle women. But apparently only real men can beat up women. Okay. Another comment that I really liked, and it was about Oklahoma, because in April, one of their councilmen was arrested for domestic violence, and Gary writes, but totes cool having wife beaters in their legislature. I absolutely loved that comment. It was great. And then, it's fucking weird when people who hate wrestling start treating it like a legitimate one-on-one competition. Again, these were all people that clearly wrestling fans, and I love them for it. But as we continue, there is a lot more negativity. He shouldn't be allowed any company against biological women. I respect he taking on woman gender, but biological, a man, no surgeries, can change what born as except little body appearance. English, not a first language for you, pal. So, basically, again, using wrong pronouns, referring to Nyla Rose as a man, saying that he should not be allowed in any company to wrestle actual women, but respects him respects Nyla taking on a woman gender, so respects the transition, but because biological, she's still a man because of no surgeries, blah. I'm done reading that comment. That's nonsense. And again, more stuff aimed at me. If I didn't know any better, I'd say the owner of the page is a bit woke in the head. I'm woke, folks. Sorry. Whatever. AEW is so lame. So doesn't support it. Good deal. Continue with the rest of the states now. And here we go. So he couldn't hack it in the men's division, so he decided to transition and beat up women. He should be banned from wrestling altogether. Regardless how you feel about the decision, I think we can all agree it's pretty dumb to have a state government agency have oversight over a sport that everyone knows is staged entertainment. So that comment, that last comment, I tend to agree with. It's staged entertainment. What's it matter? Women practice with men in wrestling schools all the time. Companies have the intergender matches, mixed tag matches, call them what you will. Good to see Oklahoma doesn't acknowledge a man pretending to be a woman. No one should support a mental health issue. Well, that would be great if it was a mental health issue, but it's not. Sorry. And then here we go, just with more comments. Thank God. I bet half the dudes talking crap on Nyla like intergender destruction of women, which is hypocritical. I loved this comment because there was a lot of it in the comment section of men talking about the 90s and wrestling. But I'm also pretty sure that this comment goes far beyond that, far beyond professional wrestling with intergender destruction of women. And here we have more of those like backhanded type comments. Since wrestling is scripted entertainment, he's not hurting anyone. Unless he botches, like he did at being a dad. And this person posted a photo of Nyla Rose from an AEW show. And the sign said, Nyla Rose is that guy's dad. Now, at the AEW event, Nyla Rose actually acknowledged the sign and gave the fan a figure. However, throughout the match, as you can see there, there's the finger. However, there were unfortunate circumstances, because I remember watching this live and the internet going crazy about why they haven't, when I say they, AEW, have not taken the sign down or anything like that. They did end up throwing the fan out that night. He got ejected from the arena. In good riddance. And back to the comments. Good. He should be gone from AEW anyway. What, Tony Khan is supposed to fire Nyla Rose because she's transgender? That's a hell of a lawsuit, buddy. And then the final comment. He's a stiff wrestler who's only given the spotlight due to being a freak show and should have been dropped a long time ago. I don't see a freak show. That's over on TNA with Crazy Steve, Havoc, Rosemary. I don't see that here. Buzzin' definitely given the spotlight because she's a freak show. She's given the spotlight because she's a good wrestler. But the negativity train continues with the transphobic fans of professional wrestling. As we have good, men have no business in women's sports. Transgenderism is a misogynistic men's rights movement. Protect women's sports. Oh, because this woman tagged other Facebook pages in this instant. And I've never even heard of transgender being a misogynistic men's rights movement. I think that's absolutely absurd. 1000% absurd. And then someone writes, really? This what AEW be on? Glad I don't watch this bullshit. Well, I'm sure they're glad that you don't watch either. And again, just more of the same comments of good. I agree with Oklahoma. Very generic responses. I mean, I'm sure they also don't want to say too much and get themselves in trouble, but here they are. Here they are. And here's another one of those comments. Women should never compete with men. However, wrestling isn't a sport. It's entertainment. Men and women have been in the ring with each other many times. Another comment. Useless. Mental POS. He should be wrestling other men, period. And then another great news. Ugh. The comments. Now, All Elite Wrestling launched in January of 2019 with the promise to bring change to professional wrestling landscape. That aim manifested for many in the creation of a more physically intense in-ring style and increased creative freedom. But the mantra accompanied the push for a wrestling alternative was that AEW is for everyone. And if you remember, even Finn Balor would say that, and he came out with his own leather jacket with the Pride flag colors on it, and that upset some people. But AEW has remained beholden to those four words, constructing and consistently expanding its diverse in-ring roster, especially coming from former AEW Women's Champion Nyla Rose. Those four words are what make being part of AEW so gratifying. It's pretty damn cool to work for a company and with a group of people who aren't ashamed of you, Rose said on Out Sports podcast LGBT in the ring. I don't feel like a dirty secret. I feel like everyone is proud of me. I'm one of the team. I'm one of the family. And to me, that is, well, just incredible. I'm happy for Nyla Rose. I'm happy for anyone that gets to achieve and chase their dreams. Even if it means that they are born in the wrong body, so to speak. So for me, Nyla Rose being transgender is no issue at all. I'm very happy that she's happy and that she's comfortable in her body now. And I think it's real simple. If you don't like it, don't watch. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. You can watch all our other videos here at youtube.com at Perched on the Top Rope. I would like to thank all the new subscribers to the YouTube channel. Thank you. Continue to watch, like, comment, and support the channel and help me grow. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You can also find us on Apple Podcast at Perched on the Top Rope. Leave a 5-star review if you would, please, and thank you. And to all those countries that have us on their chartable for Apple Podcast chartable, thank you. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. We are on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Perched Top Rope. We are on TikTok, Perched on the Top Rope. And remember, fans, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.